Welcome, church. And today's message will be on love, wisdom. Amen. Love, wisdom. Before I get started on love, wisdom, I want to do a quick recap on this series, the series that we have been doing over the past month or so on the call of wisdom. Amen. On the call of wisdom, it's so very important that we get what God has for us in this series of wisdom. Amen. We need wisdom all around us every day. Mm-hmm. And when we obtain it, we must share wisdom. We must share wisdom. And we started this series off with the call to hear wisdom. The call to hear wisdom. We know, church, that to hear wisdom, we must what? We must listen. We must listen. The Bible tells us, listen as wisdom calls out. Listen as wisdom calls out. Listen and you can hear the call of wisdom. Sometimes we must be quiet and we must be still to hear the call of wisdom. We must be still to hear the calls of wisdom. There are two main reasons that wisdom calls out to us. Two main reasons that wisdom calls out to us. Either for us to gain wisdom and attain wisdom, and either for us to share wisdom. Share wisdom. See, church, there are some things that we don't know and we don't understand. So wisdom calls out to us in those moments. And we must be still and quiet to hear and listen for the call of wisdom. Listen for the call of wisdom. Wisdom calls out to us and say, hey, here I am. Here I am. I'm over here. Come get me. Obtain me. Retain me. I'm here. Wisdom calls out to us, church, to share the knowledge and understanding that God, through Christ Jesus, has given us in this life. To share and hear wisdom. And we talked about the goal is not only to hear the call of wisdom, but to respond to the call of wisdom. Either we run to the call of wisdom to gain wisdom and obtain it, or we run to the call of wisdom to share it. To share it. In church, we speak love to hate. So we speak wisdom to foolishness. Wisdom to foolishness. I think about the call of wisdom and love. And you think about the tragedies that goes on in our world and our communities every day. Every day. And you wonder, was wisdom calling out, wisdom and love calling out in these people's lives, in these situations? I'm quite sure it was. But was anyone listening? Was anyone paying attention? You have the mass shootings. Wisdom was calling out in those people's lives, in their circle of people that's around them. What was the response of those people around them? Just think about suicide rate in America. People that commit suicide. Wisdom, love, calling out in their circle. The respond. Wisdom calls us to respond. A lot of lives could have been changed and even saved if we respond to the call of wisdom and love all around us. All around us. Proverbs 1:20 reads, wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets, she raises her voice. Wisdom cries out loud in the street, in the markets, she raises her voice. You know what I see when I look at that verse, church? The streets are crying out for wisdom. The markets are crying out for wisdom. that man is crying out for wisdom. That young man is crying out for wisdom. That little boy is crying out for wisdom, church. That woman is crying out for wisdom. That young lady is crying out for wisdom. That little girl is crying out for wisdom. Our children are crying out for wisdom, church. Our children are crying out for wisdom. The goal is not to keep our mouths shut. One of the devil's greatest tricks, and probably most effective, church, is for us to keep our mouths closed. For us to keep our mouths closed and not let the things that God has shared with us, seated deep in our hearts, his wisdom, not to share it and to not let it come out of our mouths. Satan is real. The devil is real. So when we keep our mouths shut, church, and do not share the word of God, do not share his wisdom, we are working for the devil. We're working for Satan. We're being obedient to Satan and disobedient to God when we do that. And that's not pleasing to God. That's not pleasing to God. So, church, to hear wisdom, and now we went over knowing wisdom, the call to know wisdom. And we talked about Proverbs 1:7, and it reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." We talked about the fear of the Lord will lead us to know wisdom. Will lead us to know wisdom. We know that the fear of the Lord gives us wisdom. The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord gives us wisdom. There are reverence of the Lord, knowing that the Lord holds all power, authority, wisdom in heaven, on earth, under the earth, in the palms of his hand. So we must apply wisdom. We must apply wisdom, and we must know wisdom. But before, when we know wisdom, church, we must then apply wisdom. We must apply wisdom, meaning to put it into practice. Put it in your everyday practice. Put it to work. Put it to work. Put what you know to work, right? God has seeded his wisdom into you, so we put it to work. God gives faith. God gives wisdom. And I think about faith and wisdom hand in hand. I think about James 2:14, not up here. And it says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?" It's dead, right? Faith is dead. Wisdom not being applied. No good. No good. It's dead. It's dead, church. We must apply the wisdom that God has seated in us, not for us to boast or brag about, but to honor and glorify God. It pleases him when we walk in wisdom, when we apply that wisdom that through the Holy Spirit has taught us. It pleases God. Don't we want to please God, church? Amen. 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 A couple of ways that we can apply wisdom is by talking to different people. Talking to people that you don't even know. Don't even know. People with different backgrounds. Different backgrounds. You'll be amazed at the things that you can learn, the wisdom that you can learn from them, and also the wisdom that they can learn from you. You'll be amazed. Be amazed. We also can apply wisdom from our past mistakes. From our past mistakes. We gain wisdom by learning from our mistakes. By learning from our mistakes. Experience makes us wiser. Experience makes us wiser. For from experience come what? Testimony. Our testimonies. We apply wisdom to our life mistakes so that we won't make those same mistakes. And we talked about this, church. Unapplied wisdom is the highest level of a foolish heart. Unapplied wisdom is the highest level of a foolish heart. Saying this, God's word unapplied, basically. God's word unapplied. No good. No use. No use. Listen to this, church. Failing to apply God's word to our lives has much the same effect as not believing in it in the first place. Failing to apply God's word to our lives has much the same effect as not believing in it in the first place. So we must put it in action. We are called to. His word tells us so, church. His word tells us so. It makes us unbelieving believers. Unbelieving believers. When we do not apply God's word to our lives. Why? We are called to do it. And I tell you, church, encourage others to do it also. Encourage others. Encourage everyone to not just read the Bible, but this Bible gives us instructions of what to do in this life. So we must share God's wisdom with others, because otherwise they walk around in ignorance. Not ignorant, but ignorance to the truth of God's word. Now, church, we come to guard wisdom. The call to guard wisdom. Remember last week with George with the great illustration of the cell phone. Guarding the cell phone. And we all guard our cell phone, right? Hopefully, we're guarding it because it holds a lot of godly secrets. That we don't want to get in the wrong hands, right? The hands of the enemy. But the Bible tells us, church, that we must guard the great deposit. That we must guard the great deposit. 2 Timothy 1, 13 and 14 reads this. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Guard that deposit. Paul is telling Timothy to guard the deposit of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Guard the wisdom of Christ that has been entrusted to us. We must guard the sound doctrine and hold fast to these words. Hold fast to these words. You know, church, a lot of times we read a lot of books. We read a lot of books. And a lot of books are about God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. But a lot of times we don't go to the source. The source, the Bible. You want to know much about God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, is here. The source of all that wisdom is right here. Right here. Our Holy Bible. Our Holy Bible, church. Our Holy Bible. Don't be deceived, church. Don't be deceived. The devil, Satan, is real. Don't be deceived. The devil has dark angels also. He has dark angels whispering lies in the atmosphere. But we must hold on to the source of our wisdom. The Holy Bible of God. The Holy Bible of God, church. And now, church, we come to love wisdom. Love wisdom. Self-explanatory, right? Love wisdom. Love the Word of God. I think about loving wisdom, and I think about my elders as in my life. I used to sit down and listen to the stories that my dad and uncles used to share, my mom and my aunts, my grandmother, and I would just sit there and just, it amazes me the wisdom that our elder generation has at their young age. You know, most of them was married at 18, living a full life at 18 years old, you know, working in the cotton fields and making a family at 18 years old. How do they say it? With not even two nickels to rub together, but making it work. Those stories are just filled with wisdom. Filled with wisdom. And that's one of the reasons I actually love wisdom. Love it. Love it. I miss that elder generation, the wisdom of the elder generation, y'all. Proverbs 4:6 says this. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you. Do not forsake wisdom, meaning don't turn your back on wisdom. Don't turn your back on wisdom. That's a fool's action, turning your back on wisdom. How many, just hit me, thinking about our children, growing up, some of my kids, you're trying to tell them something. You're talking to them, and they just turn it back on you and walk off. You raise your voice, come here, don't you walk away from me. They're turning it back on wisdom and instruction. But yeah, don't turn your back on wisdom. She will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you. Love her and she will guard you. The word of God protects us. It guards us from the foolishness that's in this world. That's why we need to love it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. There's a lot of things out there that we can read and we can study. But I tell you, there's nothing like this Bible. Nothing like to see those red letter words that Jesus speaks to your heart. You just feel them just speaking to you, don't you? Jesus, Almighty Jesus. Proverbs 2:6 reads, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. From his mouth, the word of the Bible, the Lord gives wisdom. The source of wisdom is right here. Right here. The Bible tells us so. You want wisdom? And see, there's a lot of worldly wisdom. But once you obtain God's wisdom works in any area of your life. Any area of your life. No matter what. No matter what. Who gives wisdom? The Lord gives wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. When we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we are sealed with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We are sealed. Sealed. John 14:2-6 reads this. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. The great teacher, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. Do you remember before the Spirit hit you? What did you know? Not much. You thought you knew much, right? But when you got sealed with that Holy Spirit, he gave you wisdom to understand God's word, to understand his life, what it's all about. the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 4:13 reads this: keep hold of instruction, do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Wisdom is our life. We need wisdom to live this life. Whatever you do, whatever your occupation is, you need wisdom.